Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting second. The right fielder, Miguel DeLone. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burke. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Revering reaches second base with a double. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Revering scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive towards first. Revering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger scoops up the ball and tags Klutz for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley bunts towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Adams reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1. Twins. Bob Lacey now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burke throws the ball into Edwards who tags Weiniger, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adams scores. It's 3-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-2 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of DeLone who is chasing the ball. Norwood reaches third base with a triple. Jose Morales pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is hit by the pitch. Bob Randall pinch runs for Jose Morales. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Norwood scores. Randall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to home to get Cubbage. Smalley moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Newman scores. One out. It's 5-2, Twins. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Klutz reaches second base with a double. Rivera throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Klutz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaver low covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLone for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Page reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Mike Marshall now pitching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Page scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.